In what language do any of us sort of express the small to unbearable ways that we are violated, that our human rights and our humanity is violated? How do we convey that? And it's almost like through this piece and through what all of us are experiencing now, maybe we are beginning to create a language to talk about this.
With the uneasy proximity of 10, I look out on Queens. Shade shift my way to JFK, ride past INS, possessing my access in kind and card.
I'm Michael Ladd. I'm a poet.
I'm Vijay Iyer. I'm a pianist and composer.
Before I packed last night, I watched The Godfather on A&E. I love mob movies. But sitting here in this airport lounge, Fox News on my shoulder, they remind me now of all the thugs that we endure.
It's airport as many things. I mean, I think Mike and I have both, over the course of thinking about this, have realized all the different facets of the airport experience as such a fascinating frame for human activity and human transit. It was perhaps initially regarded with a sense of awe and wonder at the miracle of flight, you know, that the idea that we could actually leave the ground and touch down somewhere else.
What was fascinating about the airport is it's in constant conflict with its intention. You know, its intention is to be a sort of an ambiguous space, a nationless space, a place that sort of enhances the idea of a world with no borders. And of course, it has become completely the opposite. This airplane is representative of a nation, you know, that then becomes a stage where the conflict between government and people is highlighted and becomes very explosive. And basically, I think what happened after September 11th is the people who run airports finally came to terms with that. Airports as checkpoints, as borders, as places of combat.
I am the gatekeeper. You cannot pass without my gaze x-raying your pockets.
There's a lot of archival research I did. Some of it was very helpful. Some of it wasn't helpful at all. I mean, David Pascal's book, Airspaces, was a great book. And then mostly I talked to a tremendous amount of people. And then I just started going to the airport.
Pats my hands to the soles of your shoes, the bottom of you.
It is very much its own culture. I talked to my cousin who worked at Logan as a baggage handler for years. I talked to security guards, and I don't think their views are necessarily expressed in the piece, but certainly their ideas or their feeling is. So it was discussions over coffee at a airport cafe in De Gaulle. It was a discussion at 3 a.m. with a taxi driver in Bombay or with a businessman. When you're traveling in India, you get some nice big layovers, you know, from like,
that's right.
Like 2 a.m. till 7 a.m. And we talked about what an airport and what an airplane represented. It was a vessel in which their families were transported, in which their hopes and ideas were transported back and forth, not necessarily coming to the promised land or anything, but
it was a symbol of connectivity, really.
Yeah.
It completely has transformed the immigrant experience. Rather than seeing it as a place of hope or of connection to the people they've left behind, it's sort of more kind of series of trials you must endure in order to reach the other side.
I ride with them from city to city as if jet streams were market streets. I ride with Allah, the beneficent, the merciful. These streets.
Mike has lived all over the world. He went to high school in Calcutta and lived in Zimbabwe. You know, my family are from all over India, and that's so much a part of the immigrant experiences, and certainly my parents' experience is that of adaptability for survival's sake, which means improvising your way through life. It certainly comes out in the music I make and in the way that I put my work together. I think that it's just something that helped us feel more at home trying to tell these stories.
Mosque of my heart. The airport is lost. France is not France. The world is my Zuba. fingerprints are all over this world. Tin trunks and sacks of small fortune, Walkman, sunglasses, watches, hats, Airbuses that light up and spin on the floor. Amadou Bamba and I at the gate wait for my flight with my plastic bag the size of a suitcase woven red, blue, and white stripes stuffed with my airborne home. Mafe in tinfoil, a meal born in hot clay, eaten on the airport floor. Yassa Poulet.